What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build 4 Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, our first feel-good football Friday of the year, and it started off pretty good last night. Well, at least the first half, very, very entertaining. The game looked like it was going to be a 41-38 affair. Of course, it doesn't turn out that way. Just a field goal in the second half. And if you are a Dallas Cowboys fan this morning, you have got to be sick to your stomach. You should have won that game. You should have gone into Philadelphia and won that game. To be down there in the red zone so close after that personal foul and then penalties and the Miles Sanders fumble and then the CeeDee Lamb drops and Jalen Carter obviously getting thrown out before a single offensive play for the Cowboys. It was all right there for him, but the Philadelphia Eagles, who were defending champs, found a way like they usually do. But I don't know, that Cowboys team looked better than I thought that they would look. And the Giants have their home opener after a long week. In week two. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Jay. You know, except for the weather delay. Jesus, an hour and 5 minutes. That just makes the game go all the way until 11:30. So,
yeah, how about Jerry Recco? I was thinking about Jerry Recco in that situation.
Yes. Good
thing he took today off, because that would have been a very Jerry Recco-like thing. He decides, hey, you know what? I'll work on Friday. I'll figure it out. I've done this before. Then there's an hour lightning delay, and he shows up here on no sleep.
That's how I felt last night when this thing all started to unfurl. But I will, you know, the thing about it is we have a recency bias of the Dallas Cowboys. So the last time we saw them was without Dak Prescott as their quarterback for 9 straight weeks. And it really reflected that. And then last night, he played great. You know, and CeeDee Lamb took total ownership of it. Miles Sanders took total ownership of it. Quarterback played great. I don't want to hear any more about Dak Prescott this, Dak Prescott that. He made all the throws. He got the team in the right spot. You could actually even say that he got Jalen Carter to spit on him, I guess. But the fact of the matter is, I didn't see a lot of great pass rush from either team last night. There were some moments where there was some, and there was a couple blitzes that got home. But for the most part, the Giants have the best defensive line in this division now. And I would just say, with Jalen Carter playing, obviously Philadelphia is different, and they would be much better, and they would be much harder to run on. But in terms of pass players in pass rush situations, the Giants have them, and the Giants should feel pretty comfortable watching last night that, okay, we can hang with these players. We can hang with these teams.
Yeah, maybe, but I could also look at it like, because this is true going into the year, the Cowboys and the Eagles on paper, two of the best offensive lines in the game. So you could say that it wasn't so much the lack of pass rush of both teams as much as the good offensive line play for these teams
and
as well.
And supposedly the Giants' offensive line, assuming Andrew Thomas is playing, is going to be significantly better. And
can't be much worse.
No, it can't be. So I, you know, I, especially after the first half was over, you're like, oh, man, this thing's going to get up into the 40s for both of these teams. And then I think that lightning delay basically took, a lot of the momentum out of the game, and then it became a defensive slog. And, you know, of course, you have turnovers, you have drop passes. I mean, you have all the negative things that unfortunately impacted the Cowboys. I mean, they should have won the game. I felt like they were playing well. I felt like Dak was in control. I thought that they were running the ball well. I thought they were smart when Jalen Carter got kicked out of the game, that they were going to run the ball a little bit more up in between the guards. And they did a really good job with that. And then all of a sudden you have and this is the thing that coaches just – they try. And I know this is what Aaron Glenn is trying to do with the Jets. Man, we can't make key mistakes in key spots. And the first drop by CeeDee Lamb was just incredible because they hit him right in the chest. Yeah,
it bounced right up in the air. That was a big third down.
The second one, it's a tough catch. But a guy like him being paid that much money is supposed to make that catch.
Yeah. You talk about the one where he laid out?
Yes.
Yeah, that was difficult
for sure. And then, of course, A.J. Brown has one catch, and I didn't see him reading the book on the sideline.
No, but they didn't need him a ton. But, yeah, I mean, it was funny because we talk so much about, like, the last couple of years because of the lack of preseason play. Now, the first couple of weeks are very sloppy and teams don't look great. And this was the opposite in the first half. I mean, these teams were both in offenses, were both in midseason form. And then the second half was everything that we've seen in the first couple of weeks of the NFL season. Sloppiness and everything else. I know the delay had something to do with it.
Yeah, it did. But I also don't think that players, you can run, gassers, you can run 100-yard sprints all you want. What you can't recreate is the stress, the pressure, and the anxiety that comes along with trying to stay in shape and ready to play a full four-quarter game. And I just think that's part and parcel of what happens the first month of the season for every team. Because guys played in preseason this year more so than ever in previous preseasons. So maybe that helped in the first half. But, I mean, just four quarters of just grinded out football, going 100 miles an hour, the anxiety, the stress that comes along with that. You can't recreate that in practice, and you can't recreate that in the weight room. You can't recreate that when you're, post-practice workout and trying to get yourself in shape. You just can't do it. So I think there was a little bit of that fall off, I would think, for both teams in the second half, especially offensively.
You know, it's funny. You came in and said, wow, if you're the Giants, you feel like you can hang with these teams. I thought the opposite, and I know that the second half was what it was, but I looked at the Cowboys and said, this is not – if the Cowboys got just run over and they were an 8.5-point underdog and they had lost by 24, I would have been like, okay, even though you would think, now they're going to be pissed off and now they're going to come back in their home opener and play better. But no, I saw an offense we hadn't seen for the Cowboys in a very long time because of Dak's injury. And it made me think, because I've been talking about these first two games we have, that the Cowboy game is going to be the harder one of the two because they never, ever, ever go down to Dallas and win. And there's a lot of new pieces and everything else. And they were a 3-win team last year, for God's sakes. But they better win this game now against the Commanders. And, maybe it's a sophomore slump. Who knows? We could go a million different ways, glass half full, glass half empty with the Commanders. But one thing that you said about Jaden Daniels going into last year was you'd like to see him get a little stronger and put on some more muscle. And he didn't end up doing it really in that first season. He ended up having a great year. I don't know how much you've seen of him this year.
He looks great. He looks great.
He bulked up. He went from like looking like a freshman to looking like a senior in one offseason.
That's right. He actually took himself seriously. And it's one of the reasons, I did this interview down in Washington yesterday, and they were just, kind of asking the overall impressions of Jaden Daniels. And I said, the one thing that I appreciate about him is, number one, he listens to his mom. That's the first thing. And number two is that he is taking his position seriously. I don't know how many commercials he did. I haven't seen him in a lot of things. And then when you see him physically compared to last year, you're like, this guy put the effort in. He's put the time in, and he really wants to be great. And that's something that I could appreciate, because that's the guy that you want leading your team. I mean, that's who Dak Prescott is. That's who Jalen Hurts is. Those guys want to be good. They want to be great. They want to put the effort in. They want to be the leaders. And I really was impressed by Dak last night, the way he was moving around. Obviously, he doesn't move around like Jalen Hurts does, because Jalen Hurts runs for over 60 yards again.
Yeah, touchdowns.
And that's the conundrum playing against the Eagles is what he does and how he does it. And if you have man coverage in that secondary and he reads it, nobody's open, he's taken off with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very difficult offense to defend. Obviously, we saw it all last year with Saquon, and then you got Devontae Smith, and then you got A.J. Brown, and then you got Dallas Goedert, and then you got Jalen Hurts, who can run with the ball. I mean, it is. I mean, that's why they're a favorite again to get back to the Super Bowl and come out of the NFC. But yeah, I mean, this division could be, as I mentioned yesterday, one of the top three divisions in football if the Giants actually
just
get it together.
Quarterback. Well, the quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, I mean,
three out of the four, you know what you're getting.
Sure.
We just don't know what we're getting with the Giants' offense just yet, and who will end up running this thing for the entire season. Will it be split up? Will Russell hold on to it? Will Russell be able to generate enough offensive points? But again, like last night when I was watching this, I just felt like, you know, the Eagles don't have that kind of pass rush that they had. Obviously, the Cowboys don't have that pass rush. So that bodes well for, I think, the Giant offense.
Yeah, I mean, true. And I understand that Jalen Carter is an interior defensive lineman. But, I mean, losing him changes everything. Because you're talking about
suspended for a game at least.
Yeah, I'm thinking he probably will be. It'll be a significant fine. I mean, there's no excuse. Whether he thought that Dak Prescott was spitting near him or whatever it was, there's just absolutely no excuse. That's one of the most disrespectful things you can do.
That's right, and what a way to start an NFL season.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, God, here's your championship team, one of their best players, walking up to a Dallas Cowboy quarterback and spitting on him.
Yeah, so think, before there's an offensive play run in the game, you've got a penalty, you've got an injury, and you've got an ejection.
Right.
That was just incredible.
Yeah, it looks like an ACL injury for that special teams player for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not sure his name, but I think it was a running back or a fullback.
Fullback, yeah.
And, yeah, and then next thing you know, this I cannot believe that Jalen Carter did this. I mean, I was incensed by it. You know, and you go back to, like, all the issues that he had at Georgia, and one of the reasons, well, he fell in the draft to number 9. I mean, that's not really falling, but he would have been a top 5 pick. And then this happens, and you just... This is why they do all the, you know, interviews. They go into a person's background, all those different things. And you just never know when it's going to show up. But, you know, the Eagles won a Super Bowl with him and because of him.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're going to take all of this crap.
Well,
happens.
Like, you hadn't heard too much about him negatively since, obviously, the issues that he had and bad ones in college. I mean, since he's been in the NFL, he's done nothing
but
been.
Bad ones in college? Somebody died?
Yeah, I said I know, but I mean, obviously, it's a bad one. I mean, it was awful. I mean,
he's,
what do you want to say?
He's lucky to be where he is. And
but my point is that in the NFL, you haven't heard much from him in the NFL until last night. So it's not as if he has been this problem for the Eagles. He's been a major positive for them. Last night, it was just unacceptable what happened.
Yeah, I always think back to Coach Cowher and how he felt about the NFL and how fortunate you are to make it to the NFL and how you should respect the NFL and respect the players, respect the process. And, you know, when you're putting on a uniform of a particular team, and maybe this is like the mindset of a Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, that, you know, you're representing your team, your family, you're representing the city of Pittsburgh, and you're representing all those great players that went before us. So I want players that are going to follow through on that kind of character and that kind of respect for the game. And, you know, that was the first thing I thought of last night. It was like, I wonder what Coach Cowher just thought of that.
We know what he thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, like.
He's still this morning, like, pacing around. He hasn't gone to bed.
He probably hasn't.
Can't believe it. You see that? Oh, my God.
It's the worst. I mean, like, spitting on somebody like that, that is the worst.
Do you think the Philadelphia Eagle fan, since they ended up winning the game last night, it didn't impact a win or a loss, love the fact that Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott? Like, I can guarantee you that there will be a still image of the spit flying through the air between Jalen Carter and Dak Prescott and put on a T-shirt that will be sold in the parking lot at Lincoln Financial Field next week. Like, that Philadelphia Eagle fan, because they won the game. If they lost the game, they would have been pissed. I can't believe it. It was stupid idiot. Because they won the game, that's now going to be like an iconic image for the Philadelphia sports fan.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it because it kind of fits.
Yeah.
You know,
we got an Eagle spitting on a Cowboy.
Reputation.
Yeah. We hate the Cowboys. He's spitting on the Cowboy quarterback. Does it get any better than that?
No,
that's what they're thinking.
Well, they can think that.
Those animals.
Be interesting to see what the NFL does here, what Troy Vincent does, and it was John Runyon, his former Eagle, I guess.
Well, yeah, Troy Vincent, former Eagle too, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, like, I cannot believe that an NFL game opening night, that's one of the first scenes you see after all the buildup. You know, NBC had everybody there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a huge buildup. It's a huge celebration of the Eagles championship last year. And that's like one of the first things.
It really was. It's just like apropos for people who have issues with the way that the games go. You know, penalty, injury, fracas, ejection. Okay, now we can have our first play of the game outside of the kickoff.
I wasn't overly surprised. I don't think Chris and Mike really got into it much. They did touch on it, but man, I just would have been livid.
Yeah,
I would have been as an announcer doing that game. I would have been livid at that moment and looking at and seeing what that was, and this is how we're kicking off the NFL season.
Yeah, there's a Devin McCourty, I guess, is the one that's on the panel there for NBC. He went after him pretty good at halftime.
And good for Devin. But yeah. You know, the thing is, I didn't watch halftime because the Yankees have figured out a new way to score runs. And somebody's got to explain this to me. I don't know if you saw this because I flipped that back over to the Yankee game and somewhere in there. And all of a sudden, the Yankees scored a second run on a pitch clock violation.
Oh, yeah.
When there were 12 seconds left on the pitch clock and was it Volpe who was up, called timeout, and the umpire granted the timeout, and then all of a sudden the umpire comes out of the back and says, now pitch clock violation, 12 seconds left on the pitch clock, and the Yankees had bases loaded, and it was 3-2.
Well, there you go.
And they scored, that was the second run of the night that they scored with the pitch clock violation.
Hey, whatever it takes to beat the Astros,
but what I understand,
2 out of 3.
The first one, yes. The second one, I still don't have. I don't know if I didn't read anything this morning. I got caught back up in the football game, but I have. Espada, right? He's the manager of the
Joe Espada.
Yeah, Joe Espada. He comes out, and I would have been livid. I would have been screaming. Like, I'm looking at the pitch clock. It says 12 seconds on it. You're coming out as the umpire, and you're getting buzzed by some who's ever buzzing you. And it's not matching up, and we're giving up a run.
Yeah.
That was like one of the weirdest things that I had ever seen.
Well, they needed more than just that one run, the Astros, last night.
I know that, but I'm just saying that one run also kind of changes the momentum of the game.
2 out of 3. Went in there, smacked them around. Pretty good stuff for the New York Yankees.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Football back last night. First feel-good football Friday of the year for us, and WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. We made sure that Chris Lopresti, who's here today, was cleared of his tuberculosis, and he is not contagious, which is a really good thing. Sorry that you had to deal with that, CeeLo, but you seem to be back. There's a little residual coughing that was going on there. But I think you're back and you're good to go today.
It's nice to come out the other side of that. You know, can be a little dangerous, a little serious. So I feel
very
fortunate
so.
That all is well. So
good, good. Very,
good
very good.
Good to be here. Good to be healthy.
What'd they put you on?
Steroids, some other drugs.
So prednisone, they give you a prednisone. And they obviously had to give you an antibiotic, I would think.
Antibiotic, I had some sort of, I couldn't tell you the name of it, but something for the cough, little cough pills.
Right, so, did they give you any pick line antibiotic, or was it just a pill
line?
Form? Was
what's
it pill
a,
form?
What's a pick line?
Is in your arm.
Oh, like no, IV. No IV. Pill form, yeah, no.
What's call IV reason? Doc, you should get a little boost that way.
Okay, next time.
Right.
If there's another flare-up with the TB,
I mean, where did this come from?
He said he was overworked and his immune system was down.
When you don't sleep, you know, and you're burning the candle at both ends and running around, it happens. Catches up with us, right?
Yeah, and Andrew Bogus said you were hacking in the newsroom like you got out of a coal mine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you'll
like Zoolander going back to see his family
in
a coal mine.
Yeah, mine's a little louder than Zoolander's was. There is still a residual cough, so you might hear it at some point, but you know,
we're
in the
up?
Clear. No, that's what's been frustrating.
Very
about
dry
it.
Cough.
It's a dry cough, yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
That's what they say about tuberculosis.
That's what I hear.
Yep. So, all right. We are.
So what's like next? Ebola?
I know. Polio, I think.
Bengay fever?
Yeah.
Bengay fever?
I think.
Oh, I said Bengay fever.
Bengay.
CeeLo will get both Dengay and Bengay fever.
I think bogus. Man, show maybe violation of HIPAA laws. HIPAA rights.
Well, he's not a doctor. You know, I think only doctors could violate HIPAA laws, can't they? Or maybe not.
Sure.
Who the hell knows?
Sometimes Mayernick calls him Dr. Bogus when they're walking around the newsroom. So he's like a pseudo doctor.
Dr. Bogus.
Yeah.
All right, CeeLo, let's hear the update, huh?
All right, let's do that. And it is brought to you by Tap Room, Long Island's local spot for real food, craft beverages, and game day fun with your friends. So we had 2-minute warning last night in Philly. Tight game post-lightning delay. The Cowboys facing a 4th-and-3. Dak Prescott in the season opener went back to his number one target again.
Prescott is in the gun. He's got 3 wide, 4th-and-3. He looks at a 4-man front. They bring the blitz. They're going to bring 5. Prescott winds up arching spiral far sideline. Diving attempt. Lamb incomplete. Off his outstretched gloves.
That, of course, is Kevin Harlan. Westwood was heard here on The Fan. And that essentially ended the game. A 24-20 victory for the Eagles as they opened defense of their Super Bowl title. So that's a tough catch, but it was a rough second half for Lamb, who did have some drops. He ended up 7 catches for 110 yards, but that came on 13 targets, and most of the yardage was early in the game as well. Before we go back to what happened at the very beginning of the game, a little Jerry Recco for you. Cowboys radio broadcast on Compass Media Networks. Key sequence, 3rd quarter, 1st down for the Cowboys from the Eagles' 11-yard line.
Prescott under center. Tolbert in motion to the right. Hand off Sanders. Up the middle. Nothing doing. Breaks 1 tackle. Ball comes out. And it's picked up by the Eagles. Quinyon Mitchell. And he'll be tackled at the 16-yard line. Huge play defensively. Jihad Campbell knocked it out. Mitchell the recovery. And we're going the other way.
That's a boy, man. He is right on it.
Sounds great for a dude that, you know, was basically up for almost 24 hours.
I think he was a full 24
eventually,
hours.
At that point, you know.
Man, oh, man.
Man, that was so good.
Good stuff.
Great call
right
by
on
him.
Top
yeah.
of it. Plenty yes. of energy and excitement he, in the call, even though it went against Dallas.
He saw it fumbled. He saw who caused the fumble. He saw who picked up the fumble. Good job on Jerry's part.
On top of it. Attention to detail.
Guy's a star.
Yes, he is. And that was the final play before the lightning delay. Obviously cost Dallas some much-needed points there. Jalen Hurts ends up 19 of 23 passing, only 152 yards, but had the 14 carries for 62 yards and 2 scores. And he had the scramble working last night for sure. A couple of key third downs and obviously the 2 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley reached the end zone as well. And the Eagles overcome the ejection of Jalen Carter for spitting on Dak Prescott before before the first play from scrimmage, here was Carter taking some accountability afterwards.
You know, it was a mistake that happened on my side. And it just won't happen again. You know, I feel bad for just my teammates and the fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. Fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard them out there today.
So he felt bad that he not only
spit on that thing,
wasn't able to finish the game. Yeah. So we did see that Dak technically spit first on the ground, you know.
Here we go.
In the direction of the Eagles line, certainly not on Carter or any Eagles. So here was Dak's explanation post game.
I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman, and I just spit ahead. But I'd say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" And at that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like we're about to play a game.
And that's where
there's
things
no
escalated.
No way that Dak Prescott would ever do anything like that.
And they come together, and Dak was even smiling, and they're kind of jawing at each other a little bit. And then out comes the spit from Carter.
Yeah,
and gone.
Dak goes right to the referee. He's like, "You see this? You see that? Just take a look at that flag. Bang, ejection."
All while Ben Van Sumeren, and I could have that name wrong pronunciation wise, at the Eagles is being tended to with a serious injury from the opening kickoffs, getting carted off the field, and guys are waiting around, and next thing you know, Carter's ejected just like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a wild minute there. Every element of NFL football you could possibly have wrapped up into about 45 seconds.
Did you catch the Jason Kelce tweets about that?
I did not.
The sequence?
No.
So he had the one right as it happened. You know, we're right into the first couple minutes of the broadcast. What in the F just happened, but with the full F. And I thought this was interesting, just timing-wise. He waited 36 minutes and then circled back and said, "This is the most wild start to an NFL season of all time. First play of the game, one player's carted off, the other's ejected. I mean, everyone knows you don't spit, you swallow, obvi."
Yeah, he had that in his drafts, I think, and then put three more beers down in those 36 minutes, and then I was like, "You know what? Screw it. I'm going to do the spit swallow joke now, and I don't care."
Wow.
I think that's what happened.
I mean, I think the statute of limitations at that point's expired.
Yeah, but I mean, I can guarantee you that's what happened. You put it there. It's like, "Should I do it? Should I not do it?" Ah, put it in the drafts. Then drank a couple of his garage beers that he's now got paid $200 million to promote.
Or the wife talked him out of it at first, and then she fell asleep or went to do something else, and he's like, "Ah,
fire it off
now."
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen with a spit swallow joke, right?
There you go.
Hawk
Tua!
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get to some Jets and Giants sound as we go along on this Football Friday ahead of the Week 1 Sunday, of course. We want to shift to the Yankees here. Yet another eventful game last night in Houston. They do end up taking the rubber game from the Astros, and Trent Grisham right in the middle of things again.
Grish can pick up this run. Here's a drive deep to right, and he did more than pick up a run. That bad boy is gone. A three-run homer, Trent Grisham, and the Yankees have an 8-3 lead. Another home run for the Grish. He's got 30 of them.
Dave Sims here on the fan.
Now.
30 home runs for Trent Grisham. Somehow he's only got 64 RBIs. You know, I feel like he's hit a bunch of three-run homers and grand slams.
Well, lately, yes.
Yes, lately. Sure.
But yeah, the thing is that he was a part of the whole Juan Soto thing, and he stayed.
Yes, he did.
And I'll tell you what, he's having, he's batting 250, 30 home runs, 64 RBIs. Did you think you would get that kind of production?
Nobody did. I mean, I would say
same thing about Bellinger too, and now with Max Fried, settling down.
I think people expected Bellinger to have a good year.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone expected this out of Christian.
Do you think that the Yankees will re-sign Bellinger?
I do. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's possible that they don't, but I mean, he's had an excellent season. He's not, over the hill. I don't know what kind of contract it's going to be. I don't think they're keeping both of them, obviously. But it's kind of amazing. Last year he was here and he was more of a spare part, and they were playing Alex Verdugo.
Mm.
And now they finally get rid of him, and he's got 30 home runs, which is pretty wild. So good walk year for him. That came in the eighth inning, and it helped the Yankees with the cushion that they needed to eventually beat Houston 8-4, despite the Astros loading the bases against David Bednar in the ninth. And you had the situation with the bat, with the Taylor Trammell, and then want to check, and this umpiring crew had themselves a rough series. Yeah. I mean, everything was an adventure on both sides, really. And you're bringing up, Boomer, the pitch clock violation.
That was the most bizarre thing for me. And Espada came out, and he was talking to the umpire, and the umpire is explaining something. They didn't even really get that heated. But
yeah.
And even David Cone and Michael Kay had no answer for it because you could see the pitch clock was on 12. And I don't know. This is crazy last night, and that made no sense to me whatsoever.
Right, and then the situation with the bat where there's like a wear mark and the paint's rubbing off on the barrel, and then it took them over 2 minutes to have a conversation about that before they eventually confiscate it, but the double stands. And earlier in the game, you had the Ryan McMahon play at third base. So the umpire, the home plate ump from Wednesday night, it was right in the middle of the Boone ejection and the Devin Williams situation.
A big Red Sox fan.
Yeah. He blows that call. The umps get together and discuss it. There's no overturn there. And that was right in the heat of the game before the Grisham home run. And Carlos Rodon, who's been prone to sometimes coming apart at the seams,
finally was able
to come through and get through that inning and talked about just a wild series afterwards.
Looking back at the two games before, there were, you know, obviously there was a lot of noise and a lot of emotions going on. So I think, you know, coming into the night, my goal was just to try to stay even keel and just stay right in the middle and do my job.
And he did that. Got them through the six. Back to Grisham. Wild series. Some suspect umpiring along the way on both sides.
They were good ones. Hard fought. Bad calls, good calls. They're part of the game. It's our job to get over them and keep going. I think we did a good job of that tonight.
And you saw the play in with McMahon where when Boone comes out, he's like being extra careful with that ump, and it's, I'm just, you know, the hands are up.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, and you know, you could have obviously blown a gasket again because of what seemed like an obvious play on the transfer for McMahon there, and they just, man, rough series for that crew, but it happens. Jazz Chisholm left this game, double knee contusions from two different plays.
That's nuts.
He discussed that afterwards.
The first one, I just landed on my knee kind of hard in the first play. I think it was in the second inning. From Urias, ground ball, I couldn't see it, so the ball got up on me kind of quick.
And then the other one is on this stolen base here for Altuve, where, I mean, his helmet bangs into his knee a little bit, but it kind of looked like not much, and he ends up lipping off the field.
Good thing he's not a running back in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, he ended up with an at-bat, I think, at the next half inning. He struck out, and he limped off, and that was the end of him.
Did you see last night, Saquon Barkley catches the ball in the backfield, runs down the left side, you know, and immediately takes himself out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it was the first time he touched the ball, I think.
Is that the one where he was, got behind the offensive lineman?
Yeah, and he ran into Cam Jurgens.
Yeah.
He went right out.
Yeah.
Gets tackled and, you know, gives the thing. Like,
need a blow.
I need a blow.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, they're the Super Bowl champs. It's week one, you know. You
get Will Taking Shipp- it easy.
You get Will Shipley in there. No
Easing
problem.
In.
Yeah.
They said
Will Shipley did most of the heavy lifting after that until they got down to the goal line.
The radio broadcast, maybe he had over 470 touches last year. Barkley, that's a big number.
Well, it is. It's a Le'Veon Bell like.
Yeah. So maybe they want to be a little bit more careful with him this year.
Well, he took himself out.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody was taking him out. He took himself out.
It's the first series of the first game. I understand your point.
The first
play. We need a break
already. Game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, week game one, Al's already frustrated with the league. He's had enough.
Well, why is Al frustrated with the league now?
He's just, you know, he's already bothered by quarterbacks rushing and being able to slide and not taking hits. We're one game into the season.
You want them to be tough. Take some hits.
No, just if you're going to be a runner, you're a runner. It's the same nonsense we talk about all the time. But this Jalen Hurts, he runs every play and just slides. What do you want guys to do? There wasn't a big controversy about it last night, but you know it's coming. It's the same thing. Guy celebrating catches in meaningless when you're down 20 points. Like, it's stupid. It's the same stuff.
He was happy to see CeeDee Lamb drop some balls.
Yeah, I was thrilled that he dropped balls late in the game because he was celebrating like he won the Super Bowl in like the first quarter. It's like, dude. And then the Pickens guy, you're losing the game with like a minute to play. He has like an 8-yard catch. He's jumping up and down like he just tied the game. Like, dude, you're losing. Someone go up there and go, look at the scoreboard, you clowns.
Ask him about the red
Week
zone
one.
Now.
Ask him about what?
The red zone.
Well, yeah,
it's
what
a feel-good football Friday.
You guys did that yesterday, no?
Feel-good football Friday.
You're not going to like those 15-second commercial breaks?
No.
No.
It's just the start.
The red zone stinks, man. I mean, it always has. It's so frustrating to watch the red zone. Because you're not in control of the games that you want to watch.
Yeah.
And then if there's not teams in the red zone, then you're just watching like some team go three and out at the 50-yard line. I understand the Sunday ticket is expensive and it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But that is 100, all things equal, that's the only way to go. You know, it's just...
The red zone is not for the...
It's the most overrated
real
thing.
I have never
watched 1 second of the red zone.
It's for the fantasy player, if we're being honest, you know?
Yeah.
So they can check in on what their guys are doing across the league.
But the real hardcore fantasy player has probably got the Sunday ticket and is flipping between the games. He's in control of it himself.
Yes.
As opposed to being like, I need to see this. I need to see that. Where are you? And then the Octobox, and then you can't see any freaking game.
Customizing his own
Octobox.
Experience. Octobox. Yeah, you got to have
remember
the Octobox.
Remember the Octomom?
Yes, I do remember the Octomom.
8 babies at once? That was crazy. Remember that CeeLo?
It was like a litter.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, like puppies. Good call. Wonder what she's doing now. Probably
I'm sure
porn
you can
look or something
into that during the break.
I guarantee she's done some porn the Octomom after this. Watch.
She has an OnlyFans account?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You can look into that.
She's either doing porn or she's a senator somewhere.
Right, exactly. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
Chris in Jersey City. Chris, quick.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Just want to give a quick shout out to all my fellow teachers out there. Have a great school year. I'm calling in because my interpretation of that pitch clock violation in the Yankees game wasn't even about the pitch clock. It was that the pitcher did not engage with the batter.
The batter had just called timeout. The batter had just called timeout, right? So is that your interpretation or is that something that you read?
So based on the broadcast and what I interpreted, Caballero is a false time. The Houston pitcher did not engage back with him and make eye contact when he came back in the box. That was his second offense. So the umpire gave the ball to the pitcher. So that's what happened because there was no argument from the Houston manager. It was
I didn't understand. I didn't even see the explanation, but maybe you're right. I don't know, but there were 12 seconds. He still had 12 seconds to engage, didn't he?
Well, no, the pitch clock is once you are engaged, and then it starts to tick down. So the eye contact thing, even though that sounds crazy and like arbitrary, that is a thing.
All right,
Gio's
did do porn.
The Octomom.
Yeah, she did do porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Octomom Home Alone received 4 AVN award nominations.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, how about that?
Octomom Home Alone.
Wait, maybe that was just like it was a parody or something, or was that actually her starring in the film?
No. She appeared. Suleiman appeared in the adult film Octomom Home Alone.
Mm. Got the litter out of the house, and she went to work.
Yep. And some of the pool guys showed up, or maybe she ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Repairman, something like that.
Yeah. Something like the HVAC guys.
Mm.
Yeah, those guys know how to.
Yeah. All right, Yankees, Blue Jays tonight at the stadium as the Bombers return home off the series win over the Astros. You got Cam Schlittler opposed by Kevin Gausman. 6:25 pregame coverage here on the Fan and the Free Odyssey app. But the Mets are back to work in Cincinnati for the start of this weekend series with the Reds. David Peterson, Andrew Abbott. But the storyline with the Mets, of course, is that Brandon Sproat is getting called up from Syracuse and will start Sunday's series finale. You also got Francisco Alvarez returning from the IL tonight.
So I'm waiting to hear whether or not we heard about Senga.
I have not seen anything official
today,
on
today
that.
Would be the day.
About the minor league assignment.
Still so early today?
I mean,
we'll
the
keep
an eye out on Sproat.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Not until Sunday, but yes.
Hoping that he goes down.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Really curious to see the numbers, if they're real, for the game tonight with the Chiefs and the Chargers in Brazil. It's a Friday night. We're not used to having football, NFL football on Friday nights.
Did you see the ratings for college football on opening weekend? They were enormous.
Yeah, but those are, like, this is a little, that was before the NFL started, everything else. This is just going to be, this is a different type of spot. We're not used to it. It's new.
Well, we had it last year, but don't think.
Not on the Friday, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Wow, I totally forgot about
that. Yeah, it was down in Brazil.
They did that on Friday,
yes,
too?
Yeah. So don't think that the NFL did not notice the ratings for college football on Labor Day weekend. So if you move forward a couple years, don't be surprised when the NFL starts their season on Labor Day weekend and ends up on President's Day weekend, has 18 games and two
buys. Does that
mean
we can't take off that week going into Labor Day weekend?
18 games and two buys.
Oh, no. That's going to screw up our whole summer schedule.
If I'm here.
Oh, when do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in 2 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you'll be here in 2 years. Let's see. Brazil NFL. What was the Brazil game last year? Well, the Eagles went there, didn't they?
They did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Damn it. I totally forgot about that. How did that do?
Did well. And this and tonight's game is basically on YouTube TV for free.
Yeah, yeah.
So they want everybody downloading the app. Mm-hmm. They want everybody signing in, but you get the game for free.
Yeah, I mean, I've outside of sports that's on regular television, the only things I watch now are documentaries on Netflix and YouTube. That's it. That's all I watch. Like, the regular television and going through channels, you know, and I've got YouTube TV as well. But, like, I don't, like, it's just the sports. That's it. Outside, I don't put on any show, nothing. It's, like, foreign to me these days. All it is it go to Netflix, watch a documentary, go to YouTube, watch some YouTube thing with YouTube Premium, and that's my television viewing experience. So I'm all about this whole YouTube thing with this game and being free. That's my number one app these days.
Al, just explain to me what the difference is, and for our audience, between YouTube and YouTube TV.
It's very confusing. They shouldn't have named it something different.
Exactly.
Because YouTube is just YouTube that you watch on your iPad, your phone, just people uploading videos.
Okay, and that's basically all free.
All free, but you can purchase YouTube Premium.
Which you have to do.
No commercials, which is awesome.
You have to do, because if you don't have Premium, they jam so many commercials in there in the middle of these videos, it's awful.
Yeah, it's impossible to watch.
Yeah.
And then there's YouTube TV.
Which is like cable.
Which is like, well, in other words, it's a streaming platform for other...
Yeah, but it's like cable television, yeah.
It's all the channels.
So tonight's game is on YouTube.
Regular YouTuber people upload their own videos.
as opposed to YouTube TV.
Correct.
Or is it on YouTube TV if you're a member as well?
No, just on regular YouTube.
YouTube.
Original YouTube.
Original YouTube.
OG YouTube. So it's like a live stream, Al, sort of?
Correct.
It is a live stream.
Yeah.
Not sort of. It is.
The other confusing thing is Apple TV, because Apple TV is a device.
Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, Apple TV is a device. Apple TV Plus is
the actual streaming platform.
Yeah.
Man, no wonder all these old people can't find the Yankees.
You know? Oh, she's got Amazon Prime in there. I mean, you got Netflix in there. You got all of it.
Yep.
You got Peacock. You got Peacock. You got your Peacocking going on.
Mm-hmm. Where you get Phil Sims doing games on Peacock.
Right? He's got the Rutgers game this week.
Phil Sims, Rutgers, Peacock. Does it get any better?
No.
I don't think so.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.